The Burt Show.
So Melissa Carter has an issue with music.
I don't have an issue with music, but it's a concept I thought about on the drive back from Kentucky last weekend. Katie Joe and I went up to a family reunion on my side of the family in Kentucky last weekend, and it was about a 7-hour road trip one way. And we were coming back on Sunday, and we were driving, and flipping, you know, channels on the radio as you go to different towns, different stations come in. And so since I was driving, I was able to keep it from every country station that we hit all the way from, you know, Lexington down to Atlanta. So we were driving, and there was a song that came on the radio that I had not heard in years, but it was a song that was the song of my high school girlfriend and I. Yes, that's right. Yes, I started young. But I had a girlfriend in high school. And this was our song that had come on the radio. And so it was old school.
Was it like one of those big band things? Sure. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to put it into perspective.
Yeah, I do have this urge to want to punch you right now. Like, So anyway, but it was like a Thomas Dolby song back in the 80s, and it came on the radio, right? And so the first thought I had, because with music, I think, and I don't know if guys do this, but especially women do this, you associate time periods in your life with the music that was playing.
Definitely.
So every time this song comes on, I think of her, right? So I'm in the car, Katie's in the car, the song comes on, I'm thinking,
how does the song go?
It's the No One Is to Blame song from back in the 80s. I can't sing, so there's no way I'm going to sing this song.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
But so we're driving, and I thought, how do I handle this? Because there was a part of me that felt guilty, even though I'm talking back in high school, but I felt guilty.
And Katie doesn't know that the song.
She has no idea. She has no idea that this was our song. And I thought, well, why should I even tell her this is our song? And then I thought, do I turn it? But then if I turn it, does that mean that I still care? You know, so I got to sit and listen to it. So all this is going on in my head for 60 seconds before Katie makes a comment about the song itself. She says, you know what? Could this song be interpreted like a gay song or something? Like the lyrics of the song is basically about someone who can't have somebody else that they want. Because, you know, it's just unacceptable and that no one's to blame for the situation. And so Katie's like, this song could be kind of interpreted as a gay song, couldn't it? And I said, well, I have a confession to make. So I told her about...
Is it called Airwaves?
No. And so that's when I confessed to her. I said, oh, well, now that you brought that up, I got to tell you that I wasn't sure what to do because this was my high school girlfriend and I, this was our song or whatever. And she laughed at me because of the fact that I was in my mind going, what do I do? I feel guilty. How am I doing song infidelity because I'm listening to the song thinking about my ex-girlfriend when my girlfriend's sitting right here in the car?
That paranoia is hilarious.
Yeah, so she laughed at me and then she, and we talked about it, about how, you know, silly that is. But you do associate, you know, certain songs with certain people. So
I think it's different for guys because that's happened. Like I had... I only really remember, I don't know how many mixtapes I got as a high school student, you know what I mean? But there's only one that I remember because it was good. Like, every song was, like, legitimately good. So if I hear a couple of those songs pop up, like, I'll think, oh, that was on that mixtape, but there's not, like, really an emotion attached to it. It's not like, ooh, and that girl was blah, blah, blah. It's just...
Well, my question is, do you change the channel? Because, I mean, obviously, every relationship you've been in, you have songs associated with that relationship. So if you're in the car, like, if I'm in the car with Katie... And a song of an ex-girlfriend comes on, let's say since high school, do I change the channel?
I mean, yeah, I think you got to. Well,
because you can't reassociate it with something else, right?
It's stuck that way forever.
Depends on the nature of the relationship. If it's a good relationship, you just don't care. If it was a bad one, you flip it.
Because, I mean, most of my relationships, except one, have been good. So if the other ones,
just like... listen.
I just keep it on? That's just kind of, I feel awkward. I do feel awkward because I'm thinking.
I think you have to confess it. I think you have to tell her, oh, this was my song with somebody else, blah, and then change it.
Right.
Because you don't want to sit there and have to listen to it. That U2 One Love song, like that was like the breakup song of all, like.
Which one?
Of all time for me. That
one?
One Love. Yeah. You know, it leaves you or whatever.
The one that Bert for a long time thought was a.
Thought was a
good love song,
but no, it's a terrible breakup song, and that will always remind me of like crying in my room as a teenager because we were breaking up.
So you would change?
I would totally change the channel. Yes, absolutely.
I wasn't sure what to do,
and for some other songs too. Yeah.
Okay, now what about? All right, let's take music out of it. What about? Are you sure it was Thomas Dolby or was it Howard Jones?
Oh, maybe it was Howard. Yeah, it was Howard Jones.
Hey,
yeah.
Mark.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, what song is it?
No One Is to Blame, Howard Jones.
Howard Jones, thank you. Yes, because She Blinded Me with Science came on yesterday. That's what I was thinking about Thomas.
That girl really meant a lot to you. You don't even remember the artist.
Yeah.
That's right. What about, like, take it beyond songs? Like, what about places? Like, if you have, let's say you and an ex.
I would not take Katie to a place I went with an ex.
Ever?
No. What if it's your favorite restaurant ever?
Well, something like that. But I thought you were talking about, like, a trip or something.
No, like, but, like, what if there's a situation where, like, can you never go? Let's say Olive Garden was really, like, your first date. Like Jen and I. Jen and I went on our first date at Olive Garden, and then we had a horrible breakup. Can I ever take Melissa to Olive Garden?
I mean, there's so many choices out there. I really probably
But at Olive Garden, when you're there, you're family. I like that.
I would not recreate a situation with a new girlfriend that I had with an ex.
See,
even
guys,
if
look at this.
As small as a restaurant.
Guys look at this differently. Hey, Dwayne.
How you doing?
What's up?
Hey.
I was just wanted to say, I have a song for my ex-girlfriend and for my wife.
It's the same song.
Like if I'm in the car with my wife, and the song come on that reminds me of my ex girlfriend. You know, mm-hmm. I just sit there, and you know, sometimes I just laugh to myself, or you know, and it's something like this. It's not saying that you're cheating in your mind or you feel guilty or anything like that. It's just, you know, like good memories and stuff like
it's
that.
It's just
sometimes,
a memory.
You know, like even for my wife's song, and she knows the song for her, and even I have a song from when I was in the military, and I would tell her, I said, "Well, this song was when I was in the military." You know, like it's three songs that remind me of three different things, but they're all good. And so, it's nothing like, you know, saying, you know, if I'm thinking about my girlfriend, if that song come on, it's just, you know, it's just memories, you know? It's nothing like I'm cheating or, you know, feeling guilty about it.
It'd be fine if your wife was in the car smiling to herself, laughing, thinking about an ex-boyfriend if a song came on the radio, and you'd be fine with that.
Yeah, actually, a couple times a day, you know, and I asked her, you know, I said, what'd you smile for? She said, this song reminds me of something. I said, what, your ex-boyfriend or something like that? And then she just started laughing.
It's different, though.
It doesn't bother me anything like that because I know she's with me now.
It just makes me feel awkward. I sat there. The 60 seconds felt like 2 hours. And I'm talking about a high school girlfriend. I'm just a sensitive girl. So I was just feeling really bad. And Katie laughed at me.
No, the randomness of like feeling guilty for something you shouldn't feel guilty for. Producer Joanna told me this. Said that she had a dream about some customer of hers or something. And was like feeling guilty about it. And I'm like, well,
dreams are different.
I don't think you can feel guilty about that.
Let me ask this.
But it's arbitrary. She's like, God, I feel like I should confess it. I'm like, oh, come on.
No, dreams are different, I think.
Here's a question for Jen, because you're the cooker on the show, chef.
Yeah, foodie. Yeah.
Let's say you're in one relationship and you made some dish really well, and the person you were in the relationship with loved it.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you make that dish for somebody new?
I have before, but I don't attach it in that way. I mean, because, like, I don't know. Food is food is food. I don't attach that same emotion to it as I would a song. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have the same song as I would. But restaurants, I mean, I have a favorite restaurant that I went to on a lot of different dates with a lot of different guys, and I still go there. Like, I like a lot of guys, we know.
I mean, sometimes three in one night.
I'm saying I just love that place, so I'm not gonna rule out that place because I've been on dates there with different people. Mm-hmm. I still go now with my boyfriend.
Right. Plus, they've got all-you-can-eat shrimp on Tuesdays.
So who just love to Jeff?
Yeah, you can't. You can't knock the lobster, man.
Well, the funny thing is, though, that when we were in the car driving back and Katie was laughing at me, of course, everybody has their songs. And so she shared one with me. And, of course, a song with an ex of hers is one of John Mayer's songs. So I thought, well, that's even better because I couldn't stand him before and I can't stand him.
Really?
More so now.
Now he's definitely out. The Burt Show.